morning and welcome to the WFAC Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us this morning.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's good to have my co-host.
I'm glad to be co-hosting the morning show today. Thank you for that little change up and trying to get Sister Whitney some airtime. I'd like to say thank you to our faithful listeners. Okay, I'll get it right in a minute. Thank you to our faithful listeners. Yeah, not enough coffee.
Right.
Appreciate you tuning in and joining us every week. And each week we gain more listeners. We're grateful for that. And also, the morning show is now on a podcast.
Yes, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Anchor. And you can also find us on the webpage underneath schedule.
Right, right. Go to the schedule page and click on our picture.
If I remember right, you guys told me when we took that picture, it wasn't going to go nowhere.
That wasn't me. That was the eye in the sky.
You're like, oh, don't worry about it. You don't have to dress up.
No. So anyway, you can find us on there, and we'd like to give a shout out to our one listener in Spain. Right. We have one listener in Spain, so we're grateful that you joined us for the morning.
Hopefully they can speak English.
Yeah. Or we can start talking Spanish, right?
No español.
¿Cómo estás? Muy bien, gracias.
Muy bien, gracias.
Sí. Okay. That's about all we know here.
Yeah.
Happy to have you with us on this morning and looking forward to a great week. We hope you had a great weekend and we hope you enjoyed church. We have a great week ahead of us.
Right.
Brother Jake Azar from Lebanon will be here.
Yeah, so exciting.
He'll be joining us for an episode on the Apostolic Defender podcast.
And you can find that on
Spotify, Anchor, or Apple.
Right.
And we do have an Instagram page for that. Apostolic Defender is on Instagram. The morning show is on Instagram as well. Right? Plug, yeah.
Right.
Like us on the Apostolic Defender or like us on the morning show on Instagram.
And you can also email us at wfacradio@gmail.com. Give us feedback. Let us know if you're enjoying the show.
Throughout the show, we will share with you a little fan mail that we have received this week. Fan mail. Fan mail. All right. If you're living in America in 2020, what else can go wrong?
Right.
The world's totally upside down.
It's crazy.
I know that sounds depressing, but we're just being open and honest.
It's just, that's what's in our headlines every day.
Every day is like, what's next?
Right.
You've heard by now that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Right, yeah. And so this creates the perfect storm, right? The whole deal with the election. Joe Biden has been advised not to concede, even if Trump wins.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Hillary told him. And President Trump says that the whole mail-in thing is a big joke and a scheme to defraud him the election.
Which is being advertised everywhere. Every social media platform that you open, that's the first thing
crazy.
You see.
Yeah, how to vote.
You have to like click off or sign up here or whatever it is.
So if President Trump or Vice President Biden wins a contested election and it goes into the Supreme Court, as it stands today, the Supreme Court is, I don't want to use the word lopsided, but unbalanced to the conservative side.
All right.
Except for Justice John Roberts, who sometimes seems to go crazy when it comes to decisions that matter. That's my opinion. So it's like the perfect storm, like the election's coming. If there wasn't already enough with COVID and restrictions and lockdowns and mail-in ballots, I read where somebody already did an op-ed piece and compared this to President Bush versus President Gore in 2000, where Florida's hanging chads.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about it? You weren't politically aware at that time.
I was only one.
Okay. I'll let you slide on that. But anyway, they've already compared this election to that election. Mm-hmm. It hasn't even happened yet. So just when you think it can't get any worse.
So what was George Bush became president.
He became president.
But what was the outcome in that? Like, what was the...
Al Gore tried to contest the election in Florida over some ballots, what they called hanging chads, where the machines punched through, a little circle.
Uh-huh.
They were saying that those circles weren't completely punched through.
Mm.
So they tried to contest the election there.
Uh-huh.
It always comes down to battleground states.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people don't like politics, but man, this directly affects us.
Oh,
it's been affecting us all year.
Yeah.
You may not be interested in this as a listener, but in our own state of Indiana, the governor, who's a Republican in name only, because he's not a conservative.
Right.
He is losing ground to the Libertarian candidate. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm not aware of
Libertarian,
that.
We tried to get that fixed on the last show. No, two shows ago. But the Libertarian candidate is gaining ground in the polls. And when I last looked, I mean, within reason, it's almost equal. So Democratic, Republican, Libertarian. So just when you think things can't get any worse.
Crazy.
It's a great time to be serving God.
For sure.
Because we know
most
that
important time.
No matter what happens, the church is always on the up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of things have happened this year that may not have had as drastic an impact if it hadn't been this year.
Right.
You know, so. But our prayers and our thoughts are with all of those that are sick with COVID.
Yes.
And have trying to recover from COVID. I did read an update where Brother Strievel actually had responded. Did you read that?
I didn't.
Yeah. Maybe nodded his head and winked his eyes when they were asking him questions via FaceTime. So some positive news. Yeah, positive news. Man, this is it's a long, dark road.
For
it really
sure.
is. But I appreciate God for seeing us through all
yes.
this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there, you're like us. You're living the ups and downs of this every day, going through all these tests and trials personally, not even considering what's going on in the world around you. But we want to be here to encourage you
yes.
and tell you to have faith in God. It'll work out.
Yeah.
No matter.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked about fall. And over the weekend was the was to me like the first fall day. It was
today,
cold.
Today is really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So far, anyway.
So far, right?
Chilly, and it's like nippy, and it's so nice.
So really, we could say that.
Sweater weather.
We could say that fall is actually happening now, not the 22nd.
Which is different than times past, because like last year around this time, it was still warm.
You know what's funny to me about that?
But it may come and go.
True. Indian summer, which means after. You know what's funny to me about that? I read where people were saying, you know, put your fall decorations up. And other people were saying, that's stupid, you know. Don't put your fall decorations up
until
it's actually the day of fall.
No.
Well, no, listen, here's the thing. They say if you don't, you know, it's the 22nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. I mean,
September 22nd.
That's the date that they chose, 22nd, but it's actually cool today. They can't predict exactly what day it's going to
right,
turn fall. That's
right.
what I'm trying to say.
Right, but they think by the 22nd it should be nice and settled in.
Should be, yeah.
Should be.
So here, just live your life and enjoy whatever comes.
You want
right?
to put up your fall decorations? Go right ahead.
If you want to eat white chicken chili before your dad says it's okay, go right ahead.
That's what I was going to say. I need to make a rebuttal.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, sure. No, a reprise. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Reprise.
Reprise,
we're
yeah.
going to visit the previous show.
Yes.
Okay.
If I want, I don't want anybody to get this taken out of context. If I want to take a nap on Sunday and eat chili before and after on a sunny, hot, 80 degrees June day, I will.
Brother Jason, she's talking to you. She's talking to you. That's like a direct message. That's like directly. This is like, we should dedicate a song after this. This is dedicated directly to you.
Well, I mean, that's dad's like personal convictions.
He really is conviction.
He is very, yes, it's his personal convictions. But the other night when we had chili, when I sent you a picture, we had chili. He was okay with it. Mm-hmm. Mom's like, I fixed chili for supper. And dad was like, oh, yeah. Mom was like, yeah, it's chili outside. I didn't know it was going to warm up.
He's getting soft in his old age.
But then, like, leftovers, he's really picky about leftovers, too. Like, he'll only eat it the day after. Like, so if it's the second day after and there's a whole ham left, he ain't going to eat it.
Did he eat the chili?
No.
Wow. Did you?
He didn't. I did.
Yeah. Listen, folks, I will tell you something. So you're listening to this program. By the next morning show, we'll have a big announcement. Sister Whitney will have a big announcement by the next morning show. You don't want to agree with that?
Oh, I agree.
Okay. By faith, right? By faith.
By faith.
So stay tuned for next week, and Sister Whitney will have a big announcement. We won't spoil the surprise today.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
No, we won't spoil it. In these tough times, I thank God that we have God and the church.
Right.
And we lean on that. And if you're listening...
Tough times.
Yeah, tough times. If you're listening to the radio program throughout the week, we hope that it's an encouragement to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've received, personally on my phone, a lot of texts from our local church members that are really grateful for the preaching and singing And that was our purpose in doing it.
Yeah.
Hearing the old time preaching, old time songs. It's not all old, mm-hmm. but we hope that you're enjoying that. Please tell your friends.
Yeah.
Share. We're not making any money off this.
No. It's just pure.
I will tell you that there is a behind the scenes discussion about the apps which are forthcoming, mm-hmm. Apple and Android, about whether to charge or not. and it costs, all this costs.
Yeah.
But if you wanna weigh in on that discussion via email, you can.
Yeah.
WFACradio@gmail.com.
And like I said last time, I don't know if you completely agree with me, but if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, event.
Or you said questions to answer.
Well, what I meant by question was like a topic, like questioning something that we had said like on the program.
Yeah. So in other words, kickback feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you don't agree with us, tell us.
Yeah, tell us.
And we'll prove to you why we're right. Okay, listen, we're going to share a song this morning with you. Tough times don't last. Tough times, I'm glad we have God.
Yes, for
sure. So, Whitney, no recipe this time?
What?
No recipe this time.
Give me
we need like a tough times recipe, right? Hard times, you don't have much money or groceries.
I know what that is.
Tough times.
Anybody ever heard of beanie weenies? Pork and beans and hot dogs.
We keep talking about your dad on this show. He always says, feed him beans.
He loves that.
Right?
He loves that.
Okay, so I don't know if you've paid attention to what's going on in the world. If not, we're here to help you.
Am I aware?
We're here to bring you up to date. But I have a headline here, report Netflix U.S. subscription cancellations surge nearly eightfold amid cuties child porn controversy. So all these people are fleeing Netflix due to, I guess this is a show that has been labeled child porn. Interestingly enough, I read today, Susan Rice, President Obama's ambassador to the UN. Is that correct? She was President Obama's ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice. She was one of his national security advisor. She sits on the board of Netflix, and she has yet to come out and make a statement against this.
Well, I saw something where they were... subscribers or whatever were like emailing in and asking like what are their thoughts about all the cancellations and all the controversy that is going on around it. And she said that, you know, the typical publicist, a board of directee, a response was, you know, well, Netflix doesn't condone or, you know, portray this on their thing. But if you go... Like, I saw a thing where they went in and they saw the category that it was under, and it was under, it's 18 or 19 plus, and it was under child porn.
Okay, so, I mean, let's just be right real open here, because there may be people listening to this that don't believe like I believe, but if you're saved, you don't have a Netflix account, so this ain't a problem for you.
Right, for sure.
I mean, we don't have that junk anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we're bringing this article up is that it's amazing that child pornography is being served up. I don't know, this is not a social media. I don't know what you call Netflix.
It's just TV provider
A
streaming provider.
A streaming provider. Okay, I mean, but you know, I mean, we've fought all the things, preach against pornography and all this stuff all these years, you know, and pornography is always, to me, it's like seen in creepy dark sites over there down in the corner where nobody...
Well, what they're doing is they're normalizing the pedophilia.
That is correct. That's correct.
They're normalizing it. They're putting it on platforms for children and for adults to be able to view and for entertainment.
So I have made statements through the years in preaching and teaching, and you've heard that, and I'll say that again, that the LGBTQ movement has always been about pedophilia.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. The whole thing about gay marriage and all that, if you go to foreign countries, European countries, or God forbid, but Arabic countries...
Yeah.
Child marriage, which is really exploitation.
That's for sure coming down the road.
To America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 2020, what else?
I feel like this year in totality has just been like a turning point for that topic.
Well, here's the thing to me.
I mean, the last four shows that we've talked about, there's been something about whether it's child sex trafficking or the pedophilia movement that's going on, the normalizing it, the laws that have been passed in California about pedophilia being a sickness instead of...
Yeah,
it just being an outright sin.
That was an article in the New York Times. It said it's not a crime, it's a disorder. I there's no way I could read that stuff on the air because I would get too angry.
Yeah.
You know, but this is the America that we live in, and I pray the Lord comes soon. But if he does not return, I mean, I believe his return is imminent. I don't believe any scriptures need be fulfilled for the Lord to return.
But if it's not
in the next, you know, a few weeks, months, years, it's going to be a tough world to live in. And I'm talking about America with all this stuff just open.
Right.
I mean, let's make this real. Let's suppose that you have children and your child decides in the, let's say Braylon is 13, he'll be 14. Mm-hmm. He's in eighth grade. Let's say that in the eighth grade, Braylon decides he doesn't want to live for God. God forbid. I'm just using as a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Or your child. And they connect with somebody like this and it's legalized. What are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, people don't want to talk about this stuff, but this is the real world that
this is, I mean, it's coming to ever. It's coming to.
I've
everyone.
Said this over and over. Americans think that they're exempt. The American Jesus Name Church thinks that they are exempt from this kind of thing, and it's happening right before our eyes.
I want to read to you the actual definite, or not the definition, but the, I don't know what they call that, like a description of the cuties thing. It's an 11-year-old Amy starts to rebel against her conservative family's traditions. When
so
she
look
becomes,
right there. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stop right there. That's the whole storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, read on.
This is just one sentence. 11-year-old Amy starts to rebel against her conservative family's tradition when she becomes fascinated with a free-spirited dance crew. And the dance crew, I mean, as far as I understand, they're wearing skimpy outfits and they're moving in sexual, you know, sexual ways.
Apostolic people need to get off Netflix, period, or anything like that. I mean, bring back the good old days when they preach against television and the movie theater and all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's a battle among Pentecostals. To stay off that stuff, but this is the reward you're going to reap from that, because those things are going to go totally sideways.
It's under sex and nudity, the genre on Netflix.
I mean, to be honest with you, I can't wrap my head around that.
And as soon as I can find the one description I read, I'll read it.
Okay, I can't wrap my head around that, but if you didn't know that, now you do know, and you got to wake up and pay attention here in 2020, because there are a lot of things happening. And I say this again, I voted for President Trump, and I will in 45 days or 47 days or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But all these things are happening with President Trump in office.
Right.
The tidal wave is enormous. The church has got to come alive. Prayer, worship,
yes.
Consecration. This can't be fought with guns and knives. It right. has to be fought in prayer. It has to be fought in fasting.
Yes.
Did you find that?
I didn't. I can't okay. find it yet.
The whole Black Lives, she's looking for that. The whole Black Lives Matter movement is taking America by mm-hmm. storm. And this says Jesus Matters activists defaced a Black Lives Matter mural in New York City, and they said the police treated them well. So they were arrested too for what they did. I mean, this stuff that's happening, I can't even believe. It's very difficult to cope with, especially if you've been raised a conservative, not only a conservative in politics, but an apostolic, God-fearing person raised according to the precepts of God's word. And to watch all these things go on, I don't understand how people are not outraged.
Well, and obviously it comes to a quick outrage to us, but even, I mean, you can see how it affects the world. I mean, people are canceling their Netflix subscriptions and, you know, calling Netflix out on social media. Not that they're going to change, or not that anything will change with the whole platform, because it's all
right.
Big money run.
Well, here's something I might not should say on the air, but I was told, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I was told that on social media, some so-called Jesus Name preachers were saying openly that they were canceling their subscription to Netflix. That's why I said, am I right about that? That's why I said so-called Jesus Name preachers.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
Come on, what in this world is going on? And if you haven't figured it out by now, we believe in one God, Jesus Name,
right.
Holiness Pentecostal.
Right.
Apostolic movement.
We don't have Netflix subscriptions. We have to cancel.
That's correct. I mean, how embarrassing would that be to be a Pentecostal preacher and have to get on social media and tell people you're canceling?
Well, and you put that in just like the normal person's, like my person's, like from an outstander point of view, I mean, they're canceling their subscription with every other sinner in the world.
Correct. Correct. So that puts them right in the category of what the rest of the world's doing. Let me talk about the radio station again for a minute.
Yeah.
But we added this week 7 new messages, I believe. Mm-hmm. 2 of those were Elder Carl Ballestero. One was Evil Winds of Change. Mm-hmm. Another one was Handwritings on the Wall, 1964, United
and
Pentecostal
I've heard
Church.
And you referenced both of those in messages.
And in those messages, he preached against television. He preached mm-hmm. against pedophilia. He preached against homosexuality. He preached against, you know, all the things mm-hmm. that we preach against.
Yeah.
And we're talking back 60 years ago. You know,
they would fall over in their seat if they knew it was going
on. My feeling is they saw all this coming.
Yeah.
They saw it coming. But the things that they were preaching was not just off the cuff. It was prophetic
right.
as to what's going to happen in this generation.
Well, and like we talked last time, preaching is it's meant for the storm. It's meant to last and stand and never lose its value.
Correct. And maybe being a little forward here, Adam, today, but if you're listening to this radio station, we encourage you to stand strong on the old-fashioned doctrine, the things that were most surely believed among us. I'm not embarrassed of what we believe. I'm not embarrassed of what we preach. I'm not embarrassed of the convictions that were preached into our hearts. And that's what this radio station is all about. And I'll say something else. You won't find a lot of people openly saying what we're saying. A lot of it's cloak and dagger stuff. Oh, you know, you need to love God. And I believe that. But my God, well, this day and time, you got to take a stand.
And it takes the right platform for someone to come out and say that, and they're canceled.
True. That's true. And there'll be people that might try to cancel us. We might not be able to do the morning. We might not be able to do the morning show anymore, truthfully. If you're not living for God, you need to be. You need to be focused, totally and solely focused on living for God. This time, let me share a song with you here.
Such a good song by...
Yes. Tamia. I found the artist, yeah.
If you aren't in church, you need to find one.
Yes.
For sure. I found a description. It's not the one I read earlier, but... give a little bit more detail. It says about the Cuties Netflix release. It says, Amy, an 11-year-old girl, joins a group of dancers named the Cuties at school and rapidly grows aware of her growing femininity.
Okay.
Upsetting her mother and her values in the process.
Yeah.
So that's not the one I read earlier.
I mean, the thing of it is that all this is tailor-made from hell.
Yeah.
To affect our kids.
Yeah.
Yes, it is affecting the world, but the trickle-down effect is to affect our kids.
Well, I read an article, like I think it was like a week ago, about a toy that was grooming children to accept pedophilia. And I remember going back to like when I was a kid, I wasn't really into like all like the new toys that came out, just dolls and
right.
Barbies.
Right.
But I remember going through Kmart, I think it was, and there was a doll on the shelf that when you waved in front of it, it would like rock back and forth and goo and giggle. But you did it like 5 times, I think it was, and we actually experienced it. And it said, Islam is the light. That's what it said.
It said Islam
is the light. I don't know if that even made national news or not, but we actually found it at a Kmart. And if you did it like the first 5 times, it would just do goo and giggle back and forth. It was like in a rocker, I think. But then like the 5th time that you did it, it would say Islam is the light. So that just proves to you that it's always been here. They're always, children are impressionable.
Correct.
And especially at that age when they're playing with dolls and toys like that, hands-on toys like that, their mind is being molded.
Okay.
So if they can get a way into
those... What was the name of the doll that was grooming children?
The Trolls Poppy doll, I think.
Trolls Poppy?
Well, Trolls, I think, is like a new kids movie that had come out. But it was like, you know how they have like a new movie or a new book will come out and they'll have like a character that's in that book or movie
okay.
to match it. Like
right.
everyone will want it. Like Barbies, like they had like a Frozen Barbie come out with the new Disney thing.
You know, I want to ask a question because mm-hmm. that's something that I wasn't aware of. Now, obviously the whole Netflix cutie thing made mm-hmm. national news.
Yeah.
And one of their producers, what was his name? Jerry, what was his name? The producer? From Netflix that's been arrested in a Jerry Harris, is that right? We're not sure that name is correct. So some of this stuff is public, but I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you think that parents are aware that there is already that much stuff available to kids in the world.
I don't feel like if parents aren't involved in the news and the media thing, there'd be no way that they would even know this. The thing that was on that Trolls doll was hidden. And they wouldn't notice. You wouldn't even have known it was there unless you played with a doll and actually like dug deeper into the doll, like found that it was like three different buttons that you could press until you found the secret button.
Yeah.
And so the parents, if you bought that doll, it wasn't like it was made known on the package.
Right.
That there was a secret button.
Right.
But unless the parents are digging into the toys that their kids, but what kind of parent would go to the store and actually feel like they have to research the toys that are on the dolls that are on the shelf for their
but,
kids to play with?
And I don't disagree with you on that, but since we're discussing that, I mean, it is the parents' responsibility.
Yeah,
it's the parents' responsibility. I mean, if the parents are not going to do it, you know, whether the child just comes up and says, hey, I want such and such for my birthday, and it's
right.
all the rage.
But the one doll I was talking about, the one that was in the rocker, I mean, by looking at this doll, you wouldn't even have known. I mean, it's just an innocent little doll in a rocker.
Right.
So unless you actually, like, took the doll apart and unless the parent sat there and played with it for 30 minutes or for 15, 10, however long it took for it to say that, you wouldn't even have known that there was anything wrong with it.
I just feel like with the whole smartphone and all the secret apps...
Mm-hmm.
And giving kids phones, which you know how I feel about all that
yeah.
anyway, but giving kids phones and the secret apps. And
for sure, I feel like on the phone situation, on technology situation, it's a parents' responsibility to dig deeper into that and
okay,
find
but,
out
But listen, I'm going to stop you on that
mm-hmm.
because that doll is not a baby doll. That doll is technology.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They're taking these things that we're fighting on phones or whatever, and they're weaving that in even to toys.
Yeah.
You know, you wave your hand in front of this doll's eyes four times, and it says, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
The fifth time, I mean, this is a trap. This is a technological trap that's being utilized. I mean, I don't know that, I mean, if any of our people heard a doll say Islam is a
light. Well, and if you like actually like think about the situations where these toys have come up in the news or in the media, like saying different things, they're all programmed and groomed to a time period where that's being focused on.
Right.
So the Trolls doll was programmed and put on shelves to this time, to this specific time,
right,
where all the sex trafficking is going on, all the pedophilia thing is going on. The Islam doll, I think that was right when Barack Obama got in office, so it's been several years ago, but it was
right
when all that war was going on over there, and that was a hot topic with the United States.
Right.
So I just feel like, and I'm sure that if there's these two have come out, I'm sure there's other
right
toys that people haven't even discovered, that there's hidden messages or hidden actions that are in these, programmed into these dolls.
So I want to take you back to something that you said, I don't know, it was two morning shows ago. You asked a question, when is the right time for people to become politically aware?
Mm-hmm.
And we've had two shows now into the third show, mm-hmm, discussing current events. And I'm starting to wonder if the question is not whether people are politically aware, but whether they are spiritually aware.
Mm-hmm.
Because politics is easy. Like, we can say Republican or Democrat, conservative
right
or liberal.
Right.
You know, but there are so many things going on in the world,
yeah,
that the average person is not aware of. And I'm sitting here thinking about my mother,
mm-hmm,
my mother, who, if some, you know, what do the kids want for their birthday? What
yeah
do the kids want for Christmas?
Right.
You know, well, they're asking for this. My mother, who's a grandmother, she's not going to go out and research that.
Right.
And if a parent doesn't, just says, hey, because I remember growing up, there are three things that I can think of, one, which was to me satanic, the
mm-hmm
other two, which were kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all my memories of anything like that growing up. First was, I never seen one. I only heard of a Ouija board.
That's okay.
I mean, I never seen a Ouija board. It was preached against.
Right.
I mean, and so we were scared to death of it. We heard that people use Ouija boards and had seance. I guess it's a game. To this day, I'm 45 and I couldn't tell you what it is because I never went and looked.
Right.
We were scared to death.
Right.
Another thing was, they used to have this little, it looked like a pool ball, I guess, but it was bigger than that, and it had liquid in it,
mm-hmm,
and then in the top it had a little window, and you were supposed to shake it up and ask questions, and then there was some kind of dice.
Yeah.
I don't have no idea what that was called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one time we were with some kids that had that, which to me was kind of cool. You know,
yeah,
man, I've never seen nothing like that before.
Yeah. What age will you get married?
Or yeah.
What age will...
Hint,
right? It didn't tell me 20.
Okay. So, you turned 20 in 2020.
No, right? I turned 21.
Okay. So, anyway, you asked this question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the answer, the dice rolls over or whatever is in there. And then my mom told us, you know, if they bring that back out again, you get away from that. Don't you touch that, right?
Or even like... I remember, like when I was in like middle school, like everyone was into like their fortune teller, the fortune stuff, or the what's that?
That was always preached against.
Where they talk about
psychic.
Or no, you know what I'm talking about, like the month.
That's what I was talking about.
If you're born in a certain month, you're a Scorpio, or you're a.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Astrology.
Yeah, like my mom always told me, she's like, we don't do that.
Correct.
Or we don't believe in that.
Correct.
Or, you know, don't even, you know, entertain
correct
that. Or like the mood rings that everyone in middle school
when I was a teenager was mood watch. Okay. But I want to finish one more thing. There's
yeah,
three things. One was the Ouija board. One was the magic eight ball, I think is what he called it. Okay. And the third one was, and I actually had one. It was really kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Furby. You know what a Furby is?
I'm dating
myself here. But there's like little furry creatures. They had eyes that opened. They had like a remote control little sensor in their head. And when you would talk to them, or I forget, it's been so many years ago.
Did they talk back?
They at first, they made like noises. It was not definitive words, okay? But what we were told, I never had the patience for that. If you talk to them, they begin to pick up words. And then if you set two of them face to face, and they had that little eye there that they would begin to communicate to each other.
That was so
and
weird.
Eventually, yes, it really was. I mean, and so looking back on that, then knowing what is now, that kind of creeps me out too.
Yeah.
Parents and kids have got to be aware of all of the traps that the devil's trying to set, because I think we go too much with the flow.
Well, even with, I know like with, you were talking about technology and parents being aware of what apps they have for their kids on their phones and
right.
stuff. I remember Talking Tom or Talking...
The cat.
Yes, the cats.
Yeah.
I remember that being a hot topic, like when I was into the cat talking back to me or
okay.
whatever. It was like... there could be hackers or whatever inside the cat speaking to your children, asking where they live, asking
True.
Personal questions.
True.
So even, I mean, that, even down to apps and stuff that people can get into and manipulate children's minds.
As 2020 passes and we, you know, we go through so many things, and there's a lot of things to talk about. We don't want to rehash them all, but there needs to be a growing spiritual awareness in the people
yeah.
of God. I mean, all these things from COVID, the lockdowns, the masks, which, in my opinion, a lot of that was spiritually trying to suppress worship.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still ongoing.
Right.
You know, I think I read today or yesterday or sometime an op-ed piece, or maybe it was a news story, where Biden said now that he does feel like he has the legal ability to enforce a mask mandate on the entire country.
Yeah, when I saw that, that came out like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well, I'm behind the times then.
No, like I think it came out like it was like a couple weeks ago when he announced, he's like, I require all Americans to wear a mask. I was like, I just laughed.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like put
how can you make me wear a mask?
Put one over your face.
My governor can't even make me wear a mask.
Put one over your face, right? Like
yeah.
make get one from the top.
Eyes and mouth, wrap it around the head.
So listen, we're not in uncharted waters. We're not in uncharted waters, because you look at the book of Daniel, you look at the three Hebrew children and also Daniel. And unfortunately, I can never remember their Hebrew names. I can start, but I don't remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That was their Babylonian names. But, I mean, they were being forced. They were going to be forced. It's not talked about too much, but, like, they were going to be forced to eat the king's meat. Daniel became the spokesman and says, hey, for 30 days, I think that's what it was, we're going to eat pulse. You know, and I know people got on that, made like a God diet, and I don't believe that, but, you know, we're gonna eat pulse. And so they were going to be forced by government to do specific things,
right.
and they rebelled. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, when you hear the sound of the dulcimer and whatever, you know, bow, and they didn't do it. And so, no, I don't believe that, like, the whole COVID thing is a joke.
Right.
Because I had it. I tested positive.
Yeah.
And I know people who've died from it. Your mom tested positive. Your mom.
Yeah.
She tested positive, right?
Mom.
Okay. And you tested positive, right? Okay. So, I mean, I know that it was a sickness, but they used that politically and got their foot in the door.
Driven,
they got their foot in the door and they still have their foot in the door.
Yeah.
And if God doesn't do something, even if Trump's reelected, they're still going to stay after us.
Right.
And I'm saying all that to say that the church has got to be ready.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard all our lives, you can't fool around. You got to be focused. You have to be locked
in. But it feels like right now, like if you were a backslider, if you weren't in church and you knew somewhat of anything God related, you feel like now would be the time that people would run to the church just because of everything that is, if solely because of everything that's going on in the world.
So let me ask you a question. Have you seen it?
Seen what?
Them run to the church?
No.
Because at every major event back through, you know, 20 years. I remember when 9/11 happened. And they're like, man, people are going to run to the church.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
You know, in other events. Look at the wildfires in California. I mean, for all years, everything is happening. The smoke is currently over the Midwest, over us.
That's something I was going to ask you. If you saw that the other night, I saw it coming to church. You can't see the sun rays.
Right.
It's like a cloud of smoke. It doesn't even look like there's a sunset. Usually Indiana has beautiful
sunsets. I talked to Brother Vasquez, and Brother Vasquez said that they are telling everybody to stay inside, and that the weather one day, the air index was like 277. I don't know what the good is. I think it's like around 60 or 70, maybe something like that.
Yeah, I saw something where a girl, a blogger, was she went outside and like wiped off her car, and there was like ash built up all over
and
her
I've
car.
Seen pictures where they were saying it looked like the nuclear winter.
Oh,
like it was a sunset,
orange haze
and white falling. You would think that all these signs of the times would stir people up.
Right.
But evidently, you know, not what we would expect.
Yeah.
But I think that's the difference between people who are living for God and people who are out there. If you're living for God, you're aware. But if you're in this world, you just get so caught up in it until it doesn't even affect you anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful.
We're over here in God's country.
That's right.
If you're in California, you need to get out.
All the conservatives.
Everything happens in California.
All the conservatives are fleeing California. I do pray for those people that are there. Brother Jimenez, Brother Frazier, you know, Brother Bosquez, and all there's others, but I mean the ones I know personally, all their saints. I mean, they're people of God too. They're going through trials worse than we are,
right.
I guess, in that way.
And but all one, that on top of everything that we're talking about, they're experiencing too.
It's just amazing that all of that could happen in 1 year.
It's crazy.
Is it any more than usual, or is it because the media makes
it like
big?
I don't know why, but I feel like everything this year is intensified. Like, it happened last year, but it's all intensified this year.
I don't disagree with that. But here's the thing about it. The thing about it is we serve a mighty God.
Right.
And he's able to help us and help all his people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just like the three Hebrew children, they didn't bow and they went into the furnace. So really, it got worse. It went beyond persecution, you know, by words.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually, you know, intended to be tormented and destroyed in the flames.
Right.
So, I mean, we're fussing about the things that we're facing. It could actually get worse.
Right.
And so we
Which is hard to imagine.
It's hard to imagine because Americans have lived a life of luxury for so long.
Right.
But if we get in the fire, I believe God will deliver us.
Yes.
Believe that?
Yeah.
Enjoy this song with us here.
Oh,
That's one of my favorite songs by the TM Mass Youth Choir.
It's a good song.
That dates way back into the 90s, if you were wondering. But we do serve a mighty God.
Yes.
Listen, we're so grateful for all of our listeners. We're so grateful for the feedback that we have received. We ask you last week to reach out to us via the email, WFACradio at gmail.com.
And you can also visit our social media pages. We're on Instagram at WFACradio Apostolic.
WFACradio.com, correct?
The Instagram?
The Instagram is WFAC.
WFAC Radio.
WFAC
so
Radio.
You can share our page, share our posts, like our posts, comment, tag, and you can also visit us on Facebook at WFAC Radio, and you can share us on there, like us, comment, give us some feedback.
We would appreciate that. We did receive one email. It says, "We are enjoying the morning show. Just a quick note to say thank you for being an apostolic voice. It is encouraging to have voices like yours in this crazy world we are in. I do pray for you all and do ask that you continue doing what you are doing. I will do my part to spread the word of what you are doing to other apostolics. God bless the Crances."
Oh, thank you.
And yes, thank you very much. They're from Virginia, Brother Lawhorn's nephews or nieces, I'm not sure. And we did receive another email that I wasn't supposed to read, but Braylon emailed us and says, "Good job, sir. It sounds very good." So thank you, Braylon, for that email.
Yes, thank you.
Our producer said he has to like the show. He doesn't have a choice.
He does like it.
He does like it.
And truly.
Just this weekend, I received a text message from Brother Heron in Oklahoma. I think Warika. Praise the Lord, Pastor Burton. We really enjoy this radio. Brings back memories and good ones. May the Lord bless it and bless you. So thank God for that. We do appreciate all of your correspondence.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to continue to listen. I made mention earlier in the program that we did add 7 messages this week. It was Elder Carl Ballestero, Evil Winds of Change, and Handwriting on the Wall, Elder Turek, Altitude Fever. We re-upped Elder Russell Frazier, Preaching Nothing Left to Say, because there were some problems with that. We did add, help me here. Can you help me here? Remember, I did them, but I'm having a
hard
time.
We also added songs as well.
I think 70 singing tracks. 70 singing tracks, some of which was Brother Smart. This would be the first thing by Brother Smart that we've had on the radio. It was an album from 1996 that we collaborated with him on. I wish I could remember all the messages. Oh, Elder William Osmond, Empty Prayer Closets. That was a 5th one. And Elder Steve McMullen, The Importance of Direction.
Okay.
And it seems like there was one more. I think it was total 7. But also 70 music tracks included another of Elder Lawhorn's album, two of Elder Purdue's album, and then Erica Vertan. Do you know her?
I don't know her.
You know her? From way back when my brother and Missy got married, she sang in their wedding. I'm not even sure where she goes to church. I've reached out to my niece Adriana to find some more.
While we're on the subject, if you are an artist and you would like to hear your music played on the radio, contact us at WFACradio@gmail.com.
Or contact us via Instagram if you have an Instagram account.
Yeah, direct message us on Instagram or Facebook.
Because we've reached out to some apostolic artists that way. We do want to thank our loyal listeners in California, because I noticed the other day, ever who's listening in California was like staying on all day. I mean, we're like 10, 13, 14 hours they were on. So
that's awesome.
Thank you for listening to this. And I know that if you've listened since the very first day, Bishop Golders played a lot. Elder Cadness has played a lot. My grandfather's played a lot.
Brother Lambeth.
Oh, I know what the other message was Elder Terry Mead, Children of Scarlet.
Okay.
I added that this week, too. It's come back to me.
His age. You know what that means, yeah.
We do know what that means. But anyway, we're trying to, every week, add new messages and new songs as we get them. We do want to let you know that this week there will be a change in formatting because Elder Daniel McKillop from Canada, his podcast, Kingdom Speak, will be joining our radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that will be Wednesday nights at 7 prime time. And then on Friday nights at 7 prime time, Apostolic Defender. And we're talking about doing like, you know how they say Thursday is Throwback Thursday. So we're talking about doing Thursday like all old songs, like playing all Brother Smart's music throughout the day. And some older, really, I don't mean this negatively, but appealing to older people on Thursday, throwback. So anything we can find that, you know, reaches back. I mean, we might even find Dottie Rambo somewhere in there. And,
reach way. I'm not even going to say what I was thinking.
Okay. We'll reach way
you
back.
You can listen.
Brother Smart would say, into the den of antiquity. Are you saying that you wouldn't be a loyal radio listener on Thursdays?
No, all I said was you could listen.
You could listen. Well, if it's not James Wilson, like you're not interested, is that
That's
right?
not true.
Okay, okay. No, we are trying to get some choir music. I would like to do, personally, like host an hour or two of choir music mm-hmm. prior to church.
Yeah.
How we grew
Everyone
up
Everyone listens to choir
I know that.
Music before church.
Getting ready for church. I tried to explain that to the producer. He had a hard time understanding
really?
That. Also, you will notice that we are going to start adding in more stories late at night, mm-hmm. around evening time, relaxing time. I do have one uploaded, but not queued. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes long. We don't really know whether to break it up in 30-minute intervals uh-huh. over the week or whether to play it all at one time, but a couple nights a week so people mm-hmm. could listen. So yeah. we would appreciate your feedback on that, too.
Well, my feedback is you should break it up.
You think so?
Yeah.
But you would listen every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday. If I liked the story the first time I listened, then I'd make sure to tune in.
Okay, we'd like listener feedback on that, too. I'm not disagreeing with that.
That's what Odyssey does.
Yeah, that's true.
When they
true.
Post a new album, they post one a week.
30 minutes.
30 minutes a week.
But this story is 2 hours and 24 minutes.
Break it up into hour or 30 minutes.
So give us feedback, wfacradio@gmail.com. We want to know yeah. what you think about that, but you will see the change in formatting this coming week.
But the morning show does play every Monday at 8 a.m.
The morning show.
So if you do want to
Eastern
hear it
Standard
live,
Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
So if you
time.
Want to hear it live, tune in to WFAC Radio. Apostolic, and you can hear the morning show play at 8 a.m. or you can go back and listen after Monday.
And the apps will be forthcoming soon, Apple and Android. Please mm-hmm. don't forget to comment to us about that.
Yeah.
About charging or not charging. We're not taking any money for the
thoughts.
Radio station.
Yeah.
We do want to know. We want you to enjoy it. And I know some older people are having a difficult time logging into the website.
Right.
So we want to get that done. But it does take time and it does take money.
Right.
And we're not poor mouthing. We're just saying.
Right.
To get it all done in time. So
yeah.
God bless you. We want you to have a great week and come to church.
Yeah.
Visit church.
Go find a church.
If you're not in church, get in church.
Right.
And if you're in church, support your church.
Right.
Your pastor and worship God, love God, stand strong in 2020.
Right.
Right. It's almost over. I don't know that it will be any better.
Yeah.
In 21.
I hope. Oh, it will be for me.
It will. All right. God bless you.
Thank
Have
you
a great week.
Us.
Thank you for joining.